Hey, Fred Dog.
Hey, Fred Dog, what are you doing? Great goodness. Hey, Flo. Hey, Fred. What are y'all doing?
Y'all looking for cat shit? You looking for cat? Oh, great day. There they go, boys and girls. Yep. Out here at the farm again. Making us a little Texas chili for the afternoon. Nice, cool afternoon. Beautiful fall day. Hope everything's doing all right in y'all's part of the woods. Hope World War III is going good for you. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. World War III, what the hell is he talking about? Ukraine ain't over here. They ain't throwing nuclear weapons. Y'all haven't figured it out yet. World War III is a war against most all us peoples, all us little slaves, the plantation of Slavelandia.
Go right back to it, turd.
There they go again. They looking for cat shit. Joseph ain't been trapping cats and bringing them out here to the farm because they was cat poo-pooing in the garden. And now they're spreading cat poo-poo out here and the dogs think they're Scooby snacks. World War III's already begun. 9/11 was the kickoff, really. And the plan had already been laid for years and years and years. The war on terror, that's a never-ending war. Trillions and trillions of dollars, millions of lives disrupted. And, of course, you got Ukraine, which that's been in the works from the 1950s and all. 2014 was the real kicker when they overthrew the democratically elected government over there and installed those Nazis and that drag queen comedian fella, Zelensky. Now we had, and then we got the Rona. Oh, great day. The Rockefeller Institute, Bill Gates, the hoo-hoo, and all those people involved in that. Then you got the financial crisis, which all this war and all is going to try to cover the people that brought upon this. People that control the world, the evil Satan and worshipers. People look at me funny when I say, you know, they're all Satanists. They're all psychopathic, murdering, backstabbing criminals, thieves, money changers. People look at me like, man, you're crazy. And then I was talking to my dad. He's a preacher, retired Air Force, Southern Baptist minister. About how the preachers, they talk about the devil is this, and he tempts you this way and that way. But then when it comes to government and all that, their tune changes. They don't talk about how government itself is satanic. It's man's law versus God's law. You know, I always say that, you know, don't hurt anybody and don't steal anybody's shit. And that's the basic rules. Well, in government, you can scribble down whatever, and you can steal from people. You can kill people all over the world. You can even kill your own countrymen. All you have to have is a presidential directive, and boom, you'd be gone. CIA, dirty rotten. You know, John Brennan talking about, oh, we lie all the time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so they look at our government as benevolent, and we need to pledge allegiance to it and all. And it is Satan using men to do his dirty work. So this is World War III. This is the culling of the human form worldwide. That's what Bill Gates' little medical intervention is all about. Over the, between 2020 and 2010, Deagle says that half the United States population is going to be gone. Now, how do they know that? Well, it's all part of the plan. When will the shooting begin here in the United States? When the people don't have anything else to lose. Like Gerald Celente says, when you got nothing else to lose, people lose it. And that's what's going on. And as this hyperinflation and the currency crisis continues to swell, and they just keep trying to put a lid on it and put a lid on it, and everybody down at the bottom of the rungs, and it just works its way up, that the cost of living gets higher and higher and higher until it gets up in the middle class, and then it gets in the top of the middle class. When it gets to the top of the middle class, that's when people are going to get upset. Because when they start losing their little SUVs and their little four side-by-sides and the camper trailers and the boats and then the house, and then they can't have anything to eat, that's when they, and believe me, boys and girls, when I say this, your government knows it, plans on it, and is helping it to happen. They're prepared. Are you prepared? I do hope you are. World War III's already begun. What is it? Albert Einstein was asked about World War III. What kind of weapons they going to use? And he says, "Well, I can tell you,
I don't know
what weapons they'll use in World War III, but World War IV they'll be using sticks and stones." Well, the plan for us is to have an elite ruling over us, tracking, tracing everything, dumb us down, make us sick constantly, and give us no other choice than to beg them for the solution. Time to get out of your mind that the government is a benevolent organization. They call it government because mafia is a wore out term. Anyway, boys and girls, out here at the farm on a nice cool day cooking Texas chili. Till next time. Peace.